We welcome you to a study of the Bible word here in relationship to salvation. The word here in its various form appears many, many times throughout the Bible. The usage of the word covers a broad spectrum of meaning, from simply the sensation of hearing to expressing the meaning of the message as being understood or perceived. It conveys the idea of one listening for the purpose of obedience. The Bible even speaks of God's hearing prayers, indicating the fact that he responds to them. A few verses to illustrate this before getting to the main focus of our thoughts on hearing and conversion are in order. The sense of hearing or sensation of simply perceived sound is found in Matthew 11, verse 15. He that have ears to hear, let him hear. Mark 4:23, if any man have ears to hear, let him hear. The emphasis is simply the sense of hearing. Also, the word hear sometimes is distinguishing between simply hearing a sound and understanding it. In Acts 9 and 7 and Acts 22 and 9, describing the events on the road to Damascus when Saul was going to persecute the church, it says in Acts 9 and 7, hearing a voice. But in Acts 22 and 9, it says, heard not the voice of him that spake to me. One simply emphasizes the fact they heard the sound, but the other points out they did not understand the purpose or the message given. The word hearken often emphasizes the idea of obedience to the spoken word or message. In Acts 4 and 19, Peter and John, whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye. The term is a plea to listen. James in Acts 15 and 13, men and brethren, hearken unto me. The term is sometimes translated, give audience, Acts 13 and 16. The focus of our thoughts, though, as we said, is not simply to do a word study of the word hear and its various forms. Rather, we want to look at the word hear in relationship to salvation. There's nothing more critical to each of us than salvation. The Bible study of conversion, or what must I do to be saved, calls for all and for each to examine the Bible cases of conversion and the statements about conversion to discover what are the most common variables in being saved. Being saved from our sins. We can say without fear of contradiction that the most common primary action in conversion of the sinner is hearing the word spoken, the word preached, or the word taught. One must hear the gospel message. In Acts 2 and 22, on the day of Pentecost, Peter said, ye men of Israel, hear these words. In Acts 8 and 12, at Samaria, but when they believed Philip preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God. In the same chapter, Philip and the eunuch. Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. The famed case of Cornelius, the taking of the gospel to the Gentiles, in Acts chapter 10, we see in vision he was said, send to Joppa for one named Peter. He dwells at the house of Simon. He shall tell thee what thou oughtest to do. Continuing this line of thinking in Acts 10 and 32, when he cometh, shall speak unto thee. In Acts 10, 33, we see the atmosphere was set. Therefore are we all here present before God to hear all things that are commanded thee of God. It actually only takes a casual reading to see hearing the gospel preached, the word of God declared, is the ever primary and common variable to the process of conversion. Let us ask ourselves, though, a question. What is one of the most common errors in studying Bible conversions that is committed by people today. They typically take the uncommon features of the conversion cases rather than the common features. For example, visions are uncommon to all conversions, but careless reading, we see by careless use, some overlook the common feature of hearing the Word of God. Saul learned where to go by vision, but not what to do to be saved except by hearing the words brought by Ananias. Cornelius learned by vision who to contact and where to find that individual, but the man that was brought to them was brought to them so they could hear words whereby they and their house could be saved. Why such emphasis on hearing? The Bible says in Romans 10 and 17, faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We know more is being said in that passage, but it is evident that faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. It is little wonder in 1 Thessalonians 2 and 13, where it speaks of the brethren of the people of Thessalonica, which ye heard, literally is the word of hearing. The hearing of the word does not always produce faith, Hebrews 4 and 2. But if the faith of salvation is going to be produced, the word of God must be heard. We're not surprised by such. We recall the words of John chapter 6, verses 44 and 45. Jesus himself is the spokesman on this particular occasion. And it reads in this fashion as he talks about being drawn. No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall be all taught of God. Every man therefore that hath heard and have learned of the Father cometh unto me. Hearing is fundamental to conversion and is proven by the constant testimony in conversion. Men heard the word. Fundamental to salvation today is not vision, not a miracle to undo a corrupt nature, not a mystical touch of the Holy Spirit. Look at Luke 8 and 15. We see it involves hearing the word in a good and honest heart. We see the receptive attitude of Acts 17 and 11. And we see the role of the word in 1 Peter 1, 22 and 23. A received word, heard, believed, and obeyed. Yes, the word of truth to be carried out in our life. It is little wonder that Peter said to the unconverted, hear these words. And it's little wonder that John said to the converted, he that have ears, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches.